The Eastern Band of Cherokee Tribe and the reservation's surroundings in western North Carolina are known for mountain beauty, rich culture, and history. Of course, the area is also home to North Carolina's only casino, and it's home to Miss Native American USA. Her name is Christina Hyatt, and she's a dental hygienist who in the last year has visited reservations to promote dental care. Her message is important and needed. Native Americans suffer from untreated tooth decay more than any other racial group, according to the Indian Health Service Agency. They're also twice as likely to have untreated tooth decay than the general U.S. population. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Christina Hyatt works in the pediatric dental unit at the new Cherokee Indian Hospital. She's a tribal employee. She cleans and examines the teeth of children slated for braces and is often disappointed in what she sees.
Sometimes you'll see kids that go into braces, they're not brushing and flossing how they need to, so it ends up causing more damage than good. And sometimes when braces come off, a kid will have a mouthful of cavities if they're not taking care of their teeth.
This is why Hyatt tries to get her patients to come in every 3 months. Appointments are often broken. Today, a 10-year-old is in for a cleaning.
Does anything hurt in your mouth today?
No.
No? So how many times a day do you brush?
Two.
Two times every day? Mm-hmm. Or do you forget sometimes?
Sometimes I forget to brush my teeth at night.
Hyatt notices the child's gums are bleeding. She explains why and tells the little girl to place a chart in her bathroom to keep track of how often she brushes and flosses.
And that can motivate you to make sure you brush two times every day and to floss one time a day, okay?
Hyatt has worked as a dental hygienist for nearly 2 years. She says the Cherokee reservation has a full-time dentist, but across the country, some reservations do not. 2.4 million Native Americans live in such areas, according to the Pew Charitable Trust.
I've actually visited reservations where children are having to be referred out, having to drive an hour and a half away from home to have dental treatment. And you know, when you have people living in poverty, sometimes those kids don't receive treatment, because when you're struggling to meet your basic daily needs, that's the least of their worries, to make it to a dental appointment.
That's why Hyatt decided to focus on dental health care when she was crowned Miss Native American USA last year. She was in a couple of pageants when she was very young. As a teenager, she was shy and started competing in pageants again as a way to boost her confidence. Plus, her mother was a former Miss Cherokee, and
I wanted to find a way to share my knowledge as a dental hygienist. So I told my mom that it was a goal of mine to use the crown kind of as a microphone to promote awareness about the importance of oral health.
Today she's visiting children at a health clinic. She's dressed in traditional clothing, moccasins, silver jewelry, and of course wearing her crown.
When's the last time you all have been to the dentist?
A few months
ago for you, yeah. What about you?
I don't know.
Has it been a while? Okay, so we may need to look into scheduling you an appointment, okay?
She explains how cavities are formed and makes sure they know when to get a new toothbrush.
Every 3 months, okay? Or sooner, if you're sick, you want to try to get a new toothbrush, because you don't want to keep putting those sick germs in your mouth, okay?
She gives each child a toothbrush and a miniature hourglass that they can use.
So have you ever heard the tooth fairy say,
Don't rush when you brush.
Hyatt has given a lot of presentations like this one on other reservations in New Mexico, South Dakota, and Mississippi.
Just visiting different reservations, you have kids come up to you and smile and you see cavities. That's why I think it's so important to just try to get out there, you know, and mingle with the kids and teach them the basics, brushing, flossing, and how to prevent cavities.
At this presentation on her own reservation, Hyatt connects healthy teeth to the Cherokee culture.
In order to talk, you have to have teeth. You know, we all are striving to learn our Cherokee language and to keep our language alive. So we need our teeth in order to speak our language, right?
Yeah.
And to teach our future children our Cherokee language, okay?
Hyatt's reign ends August 27th when a new Miss Native American USA is crowned in Tempe, Arizona. She plans to go out before the pageant to distribute dental supplies at a reservation and says,
I do see myself continuing to reach out and to create awareness about the importance of oral health, even when I'm not Miss Native American USA. I'm actually working on a couple of projects now.
She says one project involves reducing anxiety in people of all ages who have a fear of going to a dentist. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.